The moro kedivrei beithilul af mishum ribis. There also was the mishum ribis. Trashiv divrei beithilul dechay yishem yokiruchitin pahal vos tikros. That if I lend you bread today and you pay back to me tomorrow, the next week, so since we're afraid maybe the price went up, and when you give me back the bread, you give me back more bread worth more than I gave you, says an isribis. I like lend you $1 worth of bread, and you pay me back next week the same pound of bread, next week is worth $1.10. So you give me back ribis more than I lent you. So the people that are makpid, they're not moichel one and the other, by them there's an isribis. Af mishum ribis. Af mishum ribis. Tread the Gemara. So that's the reason why other people it's also. So chur with mashmuts only us or other people that are makbid zim zir. It's a svara. It was your own b'nei beisai, people in your own family. Nobody's makbid zel zir. It all belongs to the malabos. So b'sheizach, nobody's makbid b'tafki. You have to get the exact amount. Therefore, you're allowed to make a girl to divide up. But if it's not your own b'nei beisai, push this mashmur that there's gzera, maybe you'll be makbid one on the other. And if you're going to be makbid, then the pshat, when you make a girl to give out portions, you're going to weigh them out. You're going to measure them out. And it's also to weigh them and measure them on Shabbos. That's why it's us. Shredig Mori Hochi Yabazoi Bonov Ubne Besanami. Bonov Fedamor, if that's the Xera that maybe you come to measure it out, so even with your own children, your own house, it should be us also. Maybe you come to measure it out for your own children. The Terence says no. Bonov Ubne Besoi Haino Taimok Rav Yehuda Amarav. The reason why it's mutter like Rav Yehuda Amarav says, the Amarav Yehuda Amarav, Mute La Halvois Bonov Ubne Besabribis. You should know you're allowed to lend money to your own children. Almanas, they should pay you back ribis. Kedei lahatimam tam ribis. Kedei that they should have a taste what it means to have to pay ribis, that they won't do this later on in life. What does that mean? That Rashi, bonav of nebei sanami lechesh leribis v'chol hani. In your own house, also let's be afraid all these isurim mishum ribis or mishum midu mishkol. The chur the havminu is the makbid also to give the exact measurement. The Teretz says no, they're not makbid. You're allowed to lend your own money to your children. To your children that live on your table means that you support them. Since all the money is yours, there's no issa here of ribis. It's like you're giving your money to your son, and then your son gives you the money back. It's like your money you're getting back. There's no issa of ribis. But still, you're allowed to do it to your son, like to play a game with him, to say, here's $1, and I want you to pay me back later $1.50. Why? Latimam tam ribis. Sheyedu kama kosher, that they should have a feeling how hard it is to pay back ribis, that later on in life they shouldn't charge other people ribis. Alma do kivun de mishalayhu. Since really all of it belongs to the balabos, ain't kan issa ribis. There's no issa ribis. Because avada there's all moichu one the other, it's all the fathers. Vilcha gabi mido mishkal minyanami. Lav kfeidahu. Nobody's makbid, because all the portions belong to one person, it's all the father's portions. So Vashtetzer, when the father gives it out to his own children, he's not makbid bedavka, this portion should be equal to that portion. So we're not afraid when the father makes the girl with his own children, he'll weigh them out first, or he'll count them out first. El l'ashvaisim l'kinna. Now the reason why he's doing this, time there shouldn't be kinna. One child shouldn't say, how come he got a bigger portion than me? So there shouldn't be kinna, the father makes it with a girl. But about he's not makbid bedavka, it should be the same amount of ounces you have, he has. Therefore, by your own house, it's mutter. Mashenkin Bnei Chabur, other people who are afraid they'll be makbid, maybe you can't make a girl to divide it out. Fatimari Hochi Abazoi, Mona Gedoyla Kenegan Mona Ktana Nami. Obviously, if you're telling me the new heta by Bnei Beisoi, your own children, when you divide out to your own children, it all belongs to the Balabos, and he's not makbid to measure it out. He's just doing it that there shouldn't be kinna. One child shouldn't say, how come you got a bigger portion than me? So that's what I'm doing with the girl. One portion is a bigger portion, and one portion is smaller. It should also be mutter, because the balabas is not going to measure it out. He's not makbid. Now what is he doing it for? Just there shouldn't be kinna. So even bigger and small portions should also be mutter. Mishum kubya, we'll soon see what the issur is to play girolas. Because the shiloh from Gezel is Bafilu B'chel Osa V'chiv on that Kol Mishloi. Mashenkin with the Balabos owns it all. Amai Osa L'Hatimam Tam Kubya B'Yamu. Why is it us for him to give even bigger portions, can make a smaller portion? It all belongs to the Balabos. There's no Shiloh Gezel here. So the Mar'ena Chanami Avadu Mutter. The Balabos for his own house can make a girl, any type of girl he wants. whether it's big portions or small portions, equal portions of smuta. I the Mishnah mashmits also. So the Gemara no. V'chasuri nechsur, something's missing in the Mishnah. V'ochi ketonet. This is the way the Mishnah should say. Mafis odom im bonov im bnei beisay al shulchan. A person is allowed to make a gerul to give out the portions, to know which portion goes to this. You put all numbers 1, 2, 3, 1 to 10 in the hat, and you pick out 1 to 3, 10, all the kids pick out, they all get the portions. And afilu mona gedolo kenegen mona ketana. That's also mutter. Even though one's a bigger portion and one's a smaller portion, still it's mutter with your own household. My time, look at Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. In bonav, in v'nei beisoy, in. So what's Rav Yehuda Amar Rav's time? That there's no hakpod in your own house. Smell it's mutter to do it. And we'll soon see, he does it for a reason, to give them a time, what it means to be over, not to stam gamble. And we'll soon see, well, other people, it's also because it's called gambling, and it's a chash, it's a gezel. But in Bnei Beisai, there's no chash gezel, you know, makpid, so you stam doing it to teach your kids how it feels to let something be stolen from you. Because then they shouldn't come to steal later. So the Gemara, only with your own children you allowed to make the girl. But you're not allowed to divide up portions with the girl or with other people, not from your own household. My timer, Yehuda Amar Shmuel says before that what the Stamazoy the Makbid Zelzel, like Rashi says, Kiva the Makbidim, over Mishumida Mishkla Minyan. Even if you're dividing equal portions, we're afraid though, with equal portions also, you're going to be Makbid to measure it first. You get 4.5 ounces, he has to get 4.5 ounces, and you're not allowed to measure things on Shabbos. Only in Medida Shal Mitzvah is Mutam. But if you're not measuring something, Shal Mitzvah, you're not allowed to measure it on Shabbos. So that's why you can't divide up a girl with other people. Because Tam, we're afraid they'll be Makbid, and they'll come to measure off. Mona gedolah keneged mona ketana. Mashenka, if you want to make a girl to give out portions, a bigger portion, keneged a smaller portion, you should know af bechoil liacherim osir. It's even also to do this in the middle of the weekday. Why? My taina mishum kuvya. It's like gambling. In other words, everybody puts in a quarter, and you gamble that the one you pick out from the hat, if you get number 10, that's the jackpot, you get a big stake. You pick out number 2, you get a small portion. That's called like gambling. That's why even B'chil, you shouldn't do this. It's Rashi Mishum Kuvya. The Gezelu, it's called Gezel. Allah gets brought down, it's not Gezel the rice, it's only a Navak Gezel. But Rashi says the Gezelu, the Asmachta, like Kanya. Because the old Svara Asmachta means you didn't really mean it, they really weren't Machna. Why Asmachta? Why is it called an Asmachta? It means something you weren't Samech Das. You didn't make up your mind really to give in. The Samech Ala Gerul, Imipo Gerul, Amona Hagdela, Eskabo. As when you first gave a dollar, Lamosha, that's called betting. You bet on something. What's the shailam? When you put in the dollar, you only put in the dollar because you thought you're going to win the jackpot. That's why you gave the dollar. Only al das there. And you pull a girl a mona gdeila. Eskebo, lefikach. Tola atzmoi af la girl aktana, ala sofi. I maybe I lose, so I give the money, but not with real das and I lose. Vilu yodea metchila shakak lohayim asratzam. The guy would have known at the beginning he's going to lose, he wouldn't have put the dollar in there. So when he puts a dollar in, it's not cool, he's putting in a dollar, b'leiv shalom. That's called an asmachta. He doesn't really mean to give up the dollar. So mele later, when he loses, it's really his dollar, he never had das to give it away. And when the guy wins the jackpot, he's stealing from him. So that's a shalom for asmachta. Ziyah kanya, le kanya, Allah to shalom how he paskin. That's the way it's said in Kopon of Bechel, Mishum Kuvi hold, you can't make a girl a big portion, can make a small portion, because it's called gambling. Right. Matilin Chaloshin al Hakodeshim. And this was the din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Matilin Chaloshim al Hakodeshim. You're allowed to make a girl to divide up the kabonis that were shechted today, Yom Yom Tif, to divide up the meat. Avoloi b'yom tif, avoloi alamonis. But you're not allowed to divide up the portions itself. So, Chorotistira, what do you mean? Like, what are you dividing up the portions? That means the portions of the meat that you got from the carbon. So, at the beginning, it says it's mutter. Matil chaloshim alakotchim. Yitako are allowed to divide up the portions of the meat from a carbon that was shechted today. So, what's the chil between the Reisha and the Seifa? So, the Gemara, mayavo loy alamonis. What does it mean? You're not allowed to divide up the portions. So, Omar Rab Yaakov, braid the bas Yaakov. It means to say a chiddush. If you have the kodeshim that you brought the korban yesterday, it was a korban of erev yomtiv. That's a chodik korban, like a shlomim that you have 2 days to eat it, and you didn't eat the meat up the first day. You want to first divide it up the second day on yomtiv. That the kohanim are not allowed to make a girl today on yomtiv to divide up the meat. For the Gemara Pshita, Avadia can't divide it up. Like, that's the ratio of the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to make a girl to divide up portions. So the Gemara, Mal, the time I would think, Ho, you look siv, since the Pasuk says, V'yam l'cho kem rive koyin, that our Klai Yisrael have a lot of arguments like Kohanim have. Mashma Kohanim argue a lot. And what does that mean? When they divide up their portions of food, they have arguments. Who gets this portion? Who gets this piece of meat? Who gets that piece of meat? Hey, they're dividing up the Kodeshim now. So I would think, afilu monos dechil nami, even a portion that you're dividing up from a korban that was brought on Erev Yomtiv, it was a chodik korban. But since there's a svar that the Kohanim should argue on Yomtiv, it should be mutter, kamashmula, no. That Rabbanim were only Matthew to divide the Kodeshim with a girl if it was geshechten on Yomtiv, and not if it was geshechten Erev Yomtiv. Zemar Nafpamye. V'yomar Rab Yaakov brei de bas Yaakov. Kol shechaveroi nene shal yodai. Anytime somebody else gets a punishment because of you, you're the cause that he should get a punishment, you should know, ein machnisa noisa v'mechitzasa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're also in a bad matziv, and you're not allowed, you won't come in front of the mechitzas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, even though like the Russia is getting an einish back, but if he gets his einish because of you, you were the one that caused him to get his einish, so you also won't be able to come to the mechitzas of Hashem. Minolon, how do I know this, you saw it? Ilayma mishum nechziv. It says by Nebuchadnezzar. And it says, Ilayma mishum nechziv. It says in Melochim, V'yayim Hashem, mi yafat Esachav. Esachav deserved Misa. So Hashem wanted to give him Misa, kill him. So Hashem, like, yes, in Shemaim, who's going to go and talk Achav in to go to the Mechama, and he'll be killed there. V'yal v'yipo b'ramas gilot. He should go to the Mechama, and he'll be killed there. So the Malachim is saying, once that Yal go, once that I'll go. Vayetzei Aruach. So the Ruach came out. We'll soon see who it is. Vayam lefnei Hashem. He stood in front of Hashem. Vayomer ani yeftenu. I'll go and I'll talk Achav into going to the Mechama. Vayomer, the Pasuk says, Eitzei v'hoyisa Ruach Sheker. He went out and this Ruach became a Ruach Sheker. V'fi kol Neviyah. He made all Neviyim say Sheker. Vayomer tefatem v'gam tuchel. So everybody told Achav, go and have the Muhammad and you'll win the Muhammad. Say v'yasei kein, go out and do this. So that was the matzah, that this Ruach went to tell all the Nevi'im, say Sheker, tell Achav, he'll win the Muhammad. And really, when Achav went out to have the Muhammad, he got killed there. The Yarmina, we say now, my Ruach, who is that Ruach that went out to tell Achav to go to Muhammad? Amri Rabbi Yechanan, Zeruchai Shel Novus. That was the Ruach of Novus. Omat say, what does it mean, say, you Novus, go out? Amarav, that means say mimichitzosi. Means Hashem said, go out now, you can't be my mechitzos anymore. So you see, since because of you, Achav got a zoynish, Achav went to Mecham and got killed because of you, you had to go out from mechitzos of Hashem. So tomorrow night, v'dil mahosam, haino time, you know why here the Ruach got a zoynish, got punished, t'yachsiv doivish korim lo yichoyim. Or the negreinov, it says at the end of the Pasuk in Tehillim, that somebody talks sheker, says lies, can't be in front of Hashem. So since this Ruach, the voice, went out and said lies, that's why he couldn't be in front of Hashem. But not so much because he caused Achav to get killed. So there wouldn't be a good raya. Elos that's Gemara, a different Pasuk. And it says in Chavakuk, Mehocho, Sovato kolon mi covered. You were satisfied with kolon, with embarrassment, more than from getting covered, from getting honor. Shisei gamato vehoro. Go out, you the oral. Now what does this mean? The Maskon will see, it's talking about Nebuchadnezzar and Tzidkiyo, that the Maisa was, Nebuchadnezzar was a big Rosha, and part of his rishis was that he made a gzera, every single melech had to come and have Mishkav Zocher with him. That was his gzera. Every single melech around him that he captured had to have Mishkav Zocher with him. So as it came to Maisa later, when it came to Tzidkiyo, he was a tzaddik, and he made Tzidkiyo to have Mishkav Zocher with him. So the matzav was, when he brought Tzidkiyo to him, Hashem made a nest, that at that time, we'll soon see, the Nebuchadnezzar's gid, his orla, stretched out 300 amas. He got so embarrassed then, that his eva came out and stretched out 300 amas. That was what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. We'll soon see the matzav. But our co-ponim happened because of Tzidkiyo. So the Havamina is, the Pasuk is saying now, Savata Kolomikovin, you Nebuchadnezzar got the embarrassment right now from what happened that your Orla came 300 amas long, more than all the cover you had. But the Havamina is now, Shisei Gamatavaru. That's telling now at the end of the Pasuk is saying, you Tzidkiyo, since you caused it to him, you also called Horul. You'll also get a Nainish for it. So So what do we say now? Savata kol mikoved. Who had more embarrassment than honor? Zed Nebuchadnezzar. That was the mice of Nebuchadnezzar, that he thought he's having honor all the time. Now he got the biggest embarrassment. And the end of the pasuk says, "Shesei gam ato v'horo zet tzidkiyom." That tzidkiyom is since he caused that Nebuchadnezzar should get the yonish, he also got an yonish. He's also called horo. That's the havimina. But the more that's not pshat. Choda the kula krod Nebuchadnezzar ksid. No, the whole pasuk is talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Even the end that says "Shesei gam ato v'horo" goes on Nebuchadnezzar, not on tzidkiyom. V'yoyt. He was a tzaddik. My heavenly Lamed, what did he do wrong here? He said Nebuchadnezzar is coming and forcing him to have Mishkav Zachar with him. He's not doing anything wrong. So that's not cool that because of him he should get an Einish. So Pshit of Shand the Postig said Kiyo didn't get any Einish here, and it's cool the Einish only goes to Nebuchadnezzar. My heavenly Lamed, the Yom Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Bisho Shebikish Oisha Rock Oisha Rosha. Last Leisha tzaddik. When Nebuchadnezzar wanted to have Mishkav Zohar with the Tzadeh Tzidkiyo, Kach, Lassus Lehosev Tzadeh Kach. Yom Rabbi Yudam Rabbi Shosh, yeah, that was the Maestah. We'll soon see the Maestah later. It means, when is this Pasuk going on that Bishat Nebuchadnezzar wanted to have Mishkav Zohar, then he got his biggest embarrassment that his Eivik stretched out to be 300 amas long. So the kids from this Pasuk we have no Raya. So the Moriah Lomi Hoch from another Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Gam Anoish La Tzadik Loitoyv. Shem says when a tzaddik gets an einish, it's no good. Is mashma ein loy toiv el ra? Something that's loy toiv is a ra. Oksiv ki loy kel chofetz resha. Hashem doesn't like to do resha. Atloy gurcha ro. Tzaddik got to Hashem lo yoga migurcha ro. Yeah. So nobody bad lives with you. So what does it mean anash an einish that tzaddik loy toiv? That means it's ra. That means if somebody gets an einish because of a tzaddik, that's called loy toiv. That's called ra. So this is the posik. That because of a tzaddik, somebody else gets an einish, it's loy toiv, it's called ra. So that's the ra'i, if somebody else gets an einish because of you, it's called ra for you. For the Gemara now, my mashma the high chaloshim lishna the puriya. We're saying the Mishnah says, you'll have to be matal chaloshim by kodeshim, but not for the poshim, not for the monas, not for the meat you give out. So mashma chaloshim means loshin puriya of a girl. What's the ra'i chaloshim means a girl? The Chassid of the Pasuk says, eich no falto mishamayim helo. How to fall down in the Shemayim, the stars, Ben Shachar, Nigara Tol Oretz, Chaylish Al Goyim. That you'll be like a girl, Chaylish here means you'll be a girl all over the other nations. That's right here, Chaylish here means a girl. Shashi Chaylish Al Goyim, Benebuchadnezzar said, as he was a girl for everybody. Omar Rabba Barapuna, Malamdo, Shahoya Mato Pur Al Deli Malchus. What does it mean that Nebuchadnezzar made a girl? That means he made a girl to pick out Agdeli Malchus and all the big kings that he captured. Later, Ezer ben Yoimai show Mishkav Zachar. That was Nebuchadnezzar's Metzias. He always used to have Mishkav Zachar with another big king. So he used to pick out a girl who comes today. Number one, you come today. Okay, the pasuk says, "Kol Malchay Goyim Kulam." All the Goyim, as like Nebuchadnezzar, the Russia captured a lot of kings. So all those kings he had Mishkav Zachar with. Omer Rav Yochanan, She'enochom Mimishkavoy Zohar, means they rested now, when he fell, when he was killed, now they're all rested from having Mishkav Zohar with him. Omer Rav Yochanan, Kol Yomov, Ul'shaloyse Rosho, L'nimtsos Choy, Bepeh, Kol Beria. Kol Zaman, Nebuchadnezzar was alive, nobody had a smile in his mouth. Everybody was scared of Nebuchadnezzar. She'enema, Nocho, Shokta, Koloretz, Pitzchurina. That when he died, now everybody was quiet, and now Pitzchurina, now people started to smile. Nechlal, the Yad Hashta Leheberina. Kolzman, he was alive, there was no Rina, no happiness. V'yom Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yechnin. Also, Lamo, the base of Shleisa Rosha. You're not allowed to stand in the house of Nebuchadnezzar's house. If you know where he lives, and his house is still here, you can't go inside his house. Shenema, Usirim, Yeraktushon. You know who's there? The Mazikim, the Sirim. The Mazikim, the Shedim are there. Similarly, you can't go there, you shouldn't get Hezek there from the Sirim. Trashi Sirim Yeraktushon, Bulay Anoshim. It's only the Shedim could dance there, but not people. Or Shvil Habriyas Mistatlam HaMazikim, Venimsa Mavatu Gzera Samelech. And so if you're going to go in there, Rashi learns, the Mazikim will go away from you. Fakir, not that they'll mazik you. No, the Mazikim will run away. And you'll be Mavato the Gzera. The Gzera was that there should always be Mazikim there. So man, the person is not allowed to go into his house. Remember, have you done a rap? This is the Maitre now. Vishor Shebikas Oysa Rosh Alasas Yeta Tzadikach. Vishas Nebuchadnezzar wanted to have Mishkav Zochom with Tzidkiyahu. is at that time Nimshecha or Losoi Sholosh Meyas Amar, and this happened that his Eber stretched out to be 300 Amas long, 600 feet long. And everybody all around saw it. Trashi Amsiba, Malachim, Shoyim, Subim, Vyoshnafonim. Everybody saw it. Shinema, that's Pshan the Posik, Sovata Kolon Mikovim. You had more embarrassment than you had honor. From this one mice now, you got all your embarrassment back. Shosa Gamat of Oral means Oral the Gamatria Sholosh Meyas Hevi. That your Orla stretched out to be 300 Amas long. Yom Rav Yudam Arab. When the Buchanetzer went to Gehenna, he went down to Gehenna. Ruasho koyod Gehenna, all the people they got scared. Omru, they said, Shemalim Shalayim Hubo. Maybe he's coming to rule over us right now. He's coming to Gehenna to be a rule of Aita. They remember how bad he was when they were alive. Oy veitav again. Oy lichloich kamoisam. Or maybe no, you're coming out to Gehenna, you're going to be as weak as we are. Hey, so in Gehenna, you become weak, you don't come strong there. So you'll be as weak as we are. Hubo. Shenem the Pasuk says, Gamato chuleiso komoinu. You're gonna come weak like we are, Elenu, or Nimshalto, or else you're coming to rule over us. Yotso so Basko went out to Yomrum. Mimino amto rodov ishkovo esarelim. Echshovas noikishovsim medohovo. That Mimino amto rodov ishkovo esarelim means that's prepared. He's gonna go down, the Buchanetz is going down, he'll only be weak, like everybody else in Gehenna. Pasuk says, Echsovato noigesh sovsim medohovo. How did they rest, the noigesh, the ones that collected? From collecting gold. Midahova. Om Rav Yudam Arav. Shovso Umezu, that this Umezu, when the Buchanetzer died, his nation stopped. Shovso Umezu, Shomro Midud. Fahavei. They kept on saying, Midud Rashi Moyes Vadin.